The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Fund, Pesach at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Gemara Kedushin, Chaf Amud Beis, Nisa Braisa. Tani Bar Rabbi Shmuel, Hoyel V'Halach Seven Nasa Kaima Lava Dezara Eima Litchi Evan Acha Neifel. We're talking about the Yid who Nebuch Nayalein sold himself to be of service for a Beis Havad Dezara. And you would think that since he allowed himself to fall, or let's throw stones more after him and let him keep on going till the bottom. One of his brothers, another yid, should beguile him, and we don't let him go on falling. This brisa has a lot of implications and is brought la'aloch in many contexts. First is a taisus in Saita, daf lama test. The Tesis brings a shiltis in Pashas Vayikach, Kairach, in Pashas Kairach, that a Kohen who served Avodah Zarah, he could no longer dochen, just like Harik Nefesh can't dochen. So too, someone who was once Meshumet Avodah Zarah can no longer dochen, and it won't help if he does Shuva. Comes along Taisus and says that Rabbeinu Gershom disagreed with his psak. Rabbeinu Gershom wrote in the Tshuva and says that he could, if he does Tshuva, could go back to Duchening and get Nalinis, a Kayin, etc. And one of the reasons he gives for his argument is our Gemara, Tandavay Bishmal, and the Gemara says that we don't say that. So too says Rabbeinu Gershom, this Kayin who once he does tshuva, we should accept him in tshuva, because if we don't, it's like throwing a stone after the one who's already fallen. Now, we find in Shulchan Aruch, in Yardaya, Simen Shin Lamed Daled, in Seh Beis, that the Rama says, if someone is chayiv nidui, we menadim, even if there's grounds to concern that through doing this, he'll be yatzal tabas ra, he's going to go off the derech, en lachosh bekach. If he's chayiv nidui, then we menadim him. Now, before we discuss the Shulchan Aruch, it's interesting to say that there's a ritva in Shut Simen Kuf Nun Tes, where the ritva says that he's dealing with a person who's over on the gzera of the kihila, and he says, and the question is whether they should, you know, whether they should lay down the law for him, the consequences or not. And he says if by being mevatel, the knas that the takana would have imposed on him is going to be make him get back lemutav, and he'll be mekabashal of ayin of kapar karoi, then you could allow him be matid gzeira in order that he should be chayzer b'tshuva and he shouldn't be yaitzel the tarbis rolo hu v'lachem b'shvilei. Now this ritva seems to be in contradiction to the Ramah, and the Ramah is something that's subject to a lot of discussion in the Achrayim. The ritva doesn't seem to be brought down too much. Okay. First, so again, the Ramah says that if someone is chayiv nidui, we menadim, even if we're afraid he's going to go off, we don't pay attention to that. The Taz comes along and says, the Taz of the Shim Lamedal, that says that this Ramah is coming from a Marai, from a Tumas Hadashan, who is coming from a Kovitz, who came from an Aguda, who says from a Gemara in Kedushin, Naf Ayin Beis, that Rebbe said, but at the time of his Petira, B'derach Nevuah, that Rav Acha by Yoshia was Meshamet, he put into Chayim these people who did Chil Shabbos, and because he put them into Chayim, they end up being Shmat. Frekt the Maroi, why does the Gemara tell us this? And why does Rabbein HaKadosh tell us this? What's the point of letting us know this Nevuah? Elamai, the purpose of this is to tell us that even if the Chachamim see that there'll be menada someone who'll go litabas ra, still you don't hold back from doing this, you do like the halacha. This is, says the Taz, is the source of this Ramah. Says the Taz, step by step to analyze this psak, this point from the Gemara Nasar Yochsin, the Taz says that it's not a raya. And one of his reasons is, he says, that maybe there was a different purpose. Rebbe was not coming to teach him halacha. Rather, Rebbe was trying to demonstrate his koyach hanavua, that they should know in general his koyach, and he was only demonstrating by saying this, by talking about something that was impossible for him to know, if not that he had koyach hanavua. The Chavis Yor in Simchot Memalef, who also discusses this halach at length, who doesn't agree with the Taz, but with this point he says we find many things in the Gemara, in Haggadah, so we find Shvachim of the Chachamim, and this that we see the shvachim of the chachamim is itself a reason for us to for the Gemara to report these things. Now, going back to the Taz. The Taz wants to push away the Psak of the Ramah based on our Gemara, that we say that we don't put in Evan Acha HaNoifel, and says the Taz Kal V'chaymer. Over there, we're talking about someone who already became a Kaimel Avodah Zarah, and even so, the Torah says we should actually go and do an act to actually positively be redeem him and bring him back in Mutav. Certainly, we were dealing with someone who wasn't yet Avodah Zarah. We're just afraid that if we would lay down the letter of the law on him, he would come to be Shmat. So certainly, we should do something that will cause him to do it. Comes along the Chassam Sefer in Chelek Gimel in Evan Ha'ezah, Simen Lamed Aleph, and more strongly, Ramei Shapiro in his Ar HaMei, Simen Ayin Dalet Ayis Vav. Ramei Shapiro is talking about, if I remember correctly, a situation where he was told that if they don't let Jewish medical students to perform autopsies in their miskeres, then instead he'll go on to some other circles where he'll do it and they'll totally leave the fault. Okay, but says the Ramei Shapiro and says the Chassam Sefer that this is incorrect, this point of the Taz, they argue on the Taz. Why? Because we have a Rambam. We have a Rambam, Perak Alech Minchas Avadim Halacha Dalit, that says that if someone says, I will sell myself to Avodah Zarah, you don't buy him out. It's only after he sold himself, then we go and actually buy him out. And the Kesem Mishnah says that the Rambam is based on the Taz Kahanim. But in any case, they say we see not like the Taz, that if someone is threatening to sell himself, we don't say a Kal V'chaymer, if he already sold himself, then you'd be redeemed. Certainly if he didn't, rather we don't say that. Okay, now, the Chavos Yair says like this also. The Chavos Yair says, how can we compare it? Over there we're talking about someone who actually sold himself because he was in desperate situations, and now he wants to return to the fold, and that's where the Torah said that we should redeem it. How do we could compare it to someone who is not trying to do the right thing? Further says the Chavos Yair, we have a Gemara in Saita, well, this actually, the Chavos Yair says that this would be a possible support for the position of the Taz, but the Gemara says in Saita that the Smol should be Deiche, the Yamin should be Mekareves, and the Gemara says, not like Yeshua ben Parcha, and in, as the Chavos Yair says, the most Gemara says is censor, but it has a whole story with Yeshu where he was Menadim, and he went off of the Derech. Says the Chavos Yair, this is not a Raya. Why? Because in the Gemara and Saita, the reason why we're saying not to do like a Yeshua ben Prachya is because Yeshua ben Prachya went beyond the letter of the law. He was Macham him bepersim Gadol. What he did to Yeshua was something that really wasn't Chayiv Nidui. So that's where the Gemara is telling us there should be Smol Deichav Yimim HaKarabis. But when someone is, when it comes to the letter of the law, when someone's behavior is Machayiv us to do whatever it is that we're expected to do, so then we're not going to say that it's time to treat him, be Makarav him, be Yimin, and let things go because we're afraid that he would, that he's going to go off the Derech. The Nekudas HaKesef over there in Yadei Simen Shin Lamed Dalet, he is also Madcha de Taz, he defends the Ramah, and he says that over here, we can push with all the rights of the Taz, since we're dealing with a case that the Din Bezin is at his Chayiv Nidui, we're not Lachish, says in the Kodesh HaKesef, because the Ilav Kain Butler Din Yisrael, all Din will fall away, because we're always going to be afraid of how people are going to react to when we lay down the law to them. Now, there's a very interesting, just going back to the Chavos Yair, Chavos Yair also wants to deal with, we know there's a concept that we say, Mutav Shiyu Shaykik in Valiyu Mezidim. He says, that's not comparable over here, because, first of all, Mutav Shiyu Shaykik, we're talking about someone who's still a Shaykik, and let's leave him as a Shaykik, and don't inform him what Allah is if he's not going to listen, and he'll remain a Shaykik. But here we're talking about someone who's actually being a Mezid or Pesheya. Secondly, says the Chavos Yair, technically, Tachacha is when someone is going to listen to what they're told. If they're not listening to what they're told, then we have no chiv tachacha. That's not the purpose of tachacha. Over here, when it comes to punishment, they need to, you know, it's a different story. We don't have this exception that if someone is not going to listen, we don't do it. That's a special din in tachacha. Now, the Yavetz in Chelek Aleph, Siman Ayin Tes, he's dealing with a situation in one community where someone did all kinds of terrible things and they're afraid that if they punish him as he ought to be punished, he's going to go off the derech. Says that Yaivitz, very interesting. He says, I know in that kehila, when it comes to a money issue, a monetary issue, they're willing to come with the full force down on someone, and they're not concerned with what's going to happen with him. And when it comes to this situation where they were actually dealing with Loy Lane, someone who actually murdered someone, then they're all of a sudden worrying about what's going to be the results if they lay down the letter of the law. Now, very interesting, one case where this was applied, where in the Mariah, Talmud of the Chassam Sofer, in Yehuda Yal, Chelek Beis Simukov Mem, where the Shoyl wanted to know if we should allow a chalutza to marry a kohen, since it's only an Issa Drabanan, and if he won't be allowed, then he's afraid he's going to totally leave be Hamar's dust. He'll change his religion, he'll let Chas V'Shalom leave the fold of Halacha. G'day laveru l'shma, that was what the Shael said. And the Mariah answered back, similar to what we said over from the G'dis HaKesef, then with all Isur Darabana, this is what's going to happen. The Kal Hedas are going to all tell us if we don't let them do what they want to do, so then they're going to, you know, force our hands to let them do whatever they want. Says the Mariah that even according to the Taz that argues on the Ramah, this is only that Bezdin doesn't go out and do something positively to him, which is going to further push him along. But if someone is already trying to do bad things on his own, we're not going to then go and help him and be the one to give him a gushpanka and give our seal to let him do what we do. That's not our responsibility. Meaning, the way the Mariah is reading it is that the Taz is saying if Bezdin is going to get involved in his life and do things that are going to push him in the wrong way, that's an issue. But when he's doing things, we're not going to run after him and give him heter. Okay, comes along the Chassam Sofer in Yadei Simen Shulchan Beis, and he addresses a question like this. What do we do when someone, he's discussing this issue, the Ramah and the Chabasiyah at length, but he says, what do we do with an issue when we're afraid of not only how it will affect him, but how it's going to affect his children? Says Chassam Sofer like this, that if we're talking about someone who's a Rasha, Minat, Ikaris, Parker, Betaira, well, he says it's fairly certain he's going to give over his Deus Mizuyafis, his faith, to his children after him. And his children are also going to be called Be'ela Yeshuvan. So then, we don't have reason to be concerned about what's going to happen with his children, because probably, even if we're going to make his children, his children are going to have his terrible chinuch. Says Chassam Sofer as an example, if someone belongs to the Kat Harura HaMemin B'Shabes HaTzvi, so he says that these are people who we should chase away, them and their children, because the menace is to cool in their hearts, and any of our desires included in their faith, so there's no hope for them, and better let them not be included in the misgaris of the kahal of Klal Yisrael. Better let them assimilate amongst the goyim. But when we're dealing with just an individual who's not in the faith of Shabbos Tzvi, just he's a sarvan and a vayin, just a rebeller, so then maybe we do have to be concerned about his children. Maybe his children are going to be tzaddikim. And how could we chase them away from an opportunity from being included in Achlas Hashem? Now, Ramosha, in the Igros Moshev, in the Ezer, Chelek Beis Simen Dalet, is dealing with a question about someone who, a Kohen, who wants to, he was Lailenu living with a Goya, and he wants her to be Megaya, her with her children, and with the Rav was afraid that this is Rav Levine, if I remember correctly, in Detroit, was raising the question to Ramosha that if we don't allow him to be Megayim, then maybe he will go off with all the children. So maybe in spite of the fact that he is a Kohen, so we should let him be Megai, because at least that way he'll stay in the fold, even though he'll be married to a Giyaris. And on the other hand, the question raised over there is, maybe the Mishracha should be Marachakim. Ramesha very interestingly says, not this and not that. Ramesha says like this, there's no grants to be Matim, because if someone would be Megai on their own, and we want to know if we would be able to chase them away, so then we began to this question of the Ramah and the Taz, should we chase him away, or should we not chase him away, because we're afraid what's going to happen. And as he points out, some Sefer says like the Ramah, and it sounds like the Gra agrees with the Ramah, but over here, he says like this, he says over here that the Bezin should actually go out and be Megayer him, that the Bezin should be the one to do it. That certainly, even the Taz is not going to say that the Bezin should go out and do this gear, shalai kalacha, in order to not chase him away. Kal v'chaymer, meaning the Nukudas HaKesef says, the Shach says that Bezin does our thing. But over here, certainly, Bezin is not going to actually, even according to the Taz, go out and be Megayahim in order to be Mekarvim. And then, on the other hand, says the Ramosha like this, the Mishpacha, there's no reason the Mishpacha should be Merachakim, Mishpacha should be Mekarvim. Why? Because the whole reason of the Shach, the way the Shach explains the Ramah, is that Bezin has a chiv to be Menada, so Bezin does our thing, and let the chips fall where they fall. We're not going to not do our thing because we're afraid of what's going to happen. But the Mishpacha being Merachakim, that's not a special chiyuv on Bezin to do the thing like Bezin should be Menada. Says Ramesha, it could be over here that Lukuli Alma, we're going to say that the correct thing is that the Mishpacha should be Makariv him, because even the Ramah and the Shach will agree that this is will be able to apply this concept. I mean, Ramosha doesn't say, but Ramosha says over here, we won't say the concept that we just lay down the law. Rather, L'chaira, the opposite concept would be the concept of our Gemara, not to be Zarek, or Evan Acha Neufel, and this is an opportunity to be Makariv.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.